Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Store carrying the best toys with an informative website at goodvibes.com. I got my very first toy from Good Vibrations, so I've been a fan for a long time, and they never disappoint. They have a huge online store at goodvibes.com, and you can literally find anything on there from toys to DVDs to games. Just click on the Good Vibrations banner at sexwithemily.com and enter coupon code GVEMILY20 for 20% off on orders of $100 or more. So check it out. You'll help yourself, and you'll help keep Sex with Emily free, just like it should be. Thanks for listening. I promise your sex life will improve.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
And welcome to Sex with Emily on 106.9 Free FM. We are changing the world one orgasm at a time. It's Saturday night and we are live in San Francisco. And we're on until 2 a.m. So you can call us anytime you want. 888-500-1069. And if you can't stay near your radio, you can listen live at 106.9freefm.com. And for more information about our show, if you're just checking us out tonight, it's sexwithemily.com. You can listen to our podcasts and our mailing list and our blog. And we got videos we're putting up, which is very exciting. So check it out. So tonight, I'm sorry I was out of town last week. And thanks for everyone who wrote and missed the show and the podcast. But I'm back. And it was good. I hadn't been gone in a while. So feels good to be back here with everybody on Saturday night. And I was thinking tonight, I was excited because I realized that this is our one-year anniversary on Free FM. We started the podcast about 2 years ago, and Free FM asked us to come do a live show about a year ago. So I was thinking about it, and I'm like, wow, a year of live sex. Sex talk. And I want to know, are we all happier, smarter, wiser, thinner, fatter, skinnier, longer, shorter? What's your sex life? What's your life like this year? So all night long tonight, we've got special guests and we've got special giveaways. But what you have to do is call and tell me the best sex you had the last year. I need to know what was the best sex you had in the last 12 months. And here's the thing. I always am confused by this question, by this answer and this question when I say, what's the best sex you had? And then someone will say, oh, God, she was the best because the way she talked dirty to me. And I'm wondering, would I think that was hot? If I had sex with the same person you're talking about, would I think that was good? And what is good sex? So when you call me up and you tell me about you're the best sex this year, I need to know why it was good. Because, you know, we all have those stories about people like, oh, he was the best ever. She was the best ever. I need to know what that means. So call me and tell me, and we're going to give you some presents tonight. We are giving away an Oh My Bod, which is the iPod vibrator, and some other things. So pay attention tonight. Another thing is we have Dr. Sadie Allison here, which is a big thing.
Hello.
Hi, Sadie. Sadie wrote a very, she's a best-selling author, and she wrote an award-winning and best-selling book, Tickle His Pickle. She wrote Tickle Your Fancy and Toygasms. So the thing about Tickle His Pickle, I didn't know Sadie. She's another San Francisco woman and talking about sex. And I have a friend, and he was like, Emily, there's this book. I had this woman, and she never got creative with my penis. Let's just say that. So I bought her this book, Tickle His Pickle. So I thought, what else? You know, what can she do? I'm saying, I need some help, Tickle His Pickle. And it was just sitting there on her counter. She never opened it. And he was like, you know what? Every time I go to her house, Tickle His Pickle, it's menacing. It's sitting there and staring at me. And she wouldn't read it because she just never wanted to Tickle His Pickle. So she had to break up with her. But it's an amazing book. I read it all. There's lots of tips. So Sadie's here talking about sex tips for the next hour. And Elizabeth's here, the original producer of Sex with Emily, the ongoing long time. Hi, Elizabeth. So glad to see you. It's our 1 year.
I know. I can't believe it.
How does it? It's very exciting.
It is.
Congratulations, you guys.
Thank you.
That's really cool.
I know. It feels good. And Menace, you're here, right?
Hello.
Hi, Menace.
Hi, how you doing?
So here's what I need to know, Menace. In the last year since, you know, you've been listening to the show and been on the show, have you had better sex? What was the best sex of your life this year?
The best sex of my life this year? Well, this year just started, but
in the last 12 months, in Sex with Emily years, which is a 12 months.
I think I had actually a lot of sex this year.
Right,
which was
but what was
good.
The best?
The best? Oh, that's a hard one.
Come on, Menace. There's nothing we taught you?
No, you taught me a lot. I mean, I had different variations of sex. I just can't pinpoint what would be the best.
Okay.
So what have you learned?
I've learned a lot of different terms that I haven't heard before in other...
Like what? Anything that you can say?
The Dirty Sanchez.
Right.
We won't describe
we
that.
We won't describe
but,
that.
Yeah, but then...
ask somebody.
Yeah. And yeah.
Okay, good, Menace.
Yeah,
you can think about
that.
You've got 3 hours.
Yeah, I need to go take a break.
I didn't want to spring that on you. But anyway, so all night long, 888-500-1069, your best in the last 12 months, I want to hear, when you say, oh my God, Emily, he was the best I ever had. It was the best night of our life. I need to know what that means. You got to answer some questions. We're going to give away a Tickle His Pickle, too. And Sadie Allison's here to answer any sex questions we have, right?
Yeah.
But we're going to focus on men right now. Because we love men and we love their penis and the penis. And Tickle His Pickle is an award-winning book.
It's all about pleasing the guy.
Pleasing the guy.
Yep.
And so we're going to get into that in a minute and the fun toys for men. We talk a lot about toys for women and you've got...
I've got some self-pleasurizers for the guys.
Okay. Yeah. So people can... They can ask you anything tonight.
They can ask me anything.
For the next hour. 888-500-1069. Dr. Sadie Allison, you can find her at ticklekitty.com. But first, Dr. Sadie. Mm-hmm. Call you Dr. Sadie. Mm-hmm. Okay, tell me, how did you get into the sex business? What's your
I fell into it because it was a hobby of mine to give advice. All through high school and college, I was called the little Dr. Ruth. And I taught my girlfriends how to orgasm.
You did?
Over and over. By telling them just some basic things like, this is what the clitoris is about, this is how it works, here's some lube, here's how you can touch it, go home and try all this. And so time after time, I changed all of my friends' lives and they were like, wow, it worked. And I said, you know, I should just write a little pamphlet and give it away for fun. And who knows, maybe it'll grow into something, but I want to help more women. And so that idea evolved. 3 years later, I came out with Tickle Your Fancy.
Okay.
And now...
Oh, that's like the playbook for the other team. We're going to talk about that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tickle Your Fancy, A Woman's Guide to Sexual Self-Pleasure. So it's an empowerment book for women that teaches them it's okay to touch yourself. You know, women who grew up thinking it's wrong and it's bad and, you know, it's a taboo, that's all done and past. We're in the new millennium now and it's okay and it's part of our natural birthright. We're born with the parts. It's pleasure. It's okay to touch yourself and it shows you how to do it.
It's a good book. I read it. I actually masturbated twice today. I read your book today. I did. Well, I
a
was prepping for the show. I know. I don't need
have
to share that much information.
Much information
never.
For
that's the most.
Wow.
But I got to tell, well, because that's, I think
was
that's
inspired.
A sign of a good book. Because it was new tips. And I like that they're
So, oh, you're trying.
No,
your
I because of Sadie's book.
It's because of me that she was masturbating.
I was prepping for the show. I read Tickle His Pickle. I didn't have a chance to practice Tickle His Pickle yet because I didn't have a pickle around.
And he'll be happy when she does.
But Tickle Your Fancy, I was like, oh, there's some really good ideas. It's like pocket-sized book.
Mm-hmm. So yep. People fit right in the purse.
Everyone should read this book. Because okay, so you were the Dr. Ruth because I had friends. I didn't have the easiest time in the world having orgasms either in college. And I had friends like you that would kind of mm-hmm.
There's
send
always
me articles.
That girl in the clique that talks about sex out loud.
You and were that one.
I was the one. I was uninhibited. I wasn't shy. I was sexually explorative. I didn't have boyfriends much. So
you
that
didn't?
Led
Why?
Me to
You're
just...
a beautiful, smart
oh,
woman.
Thank you.
You didn't have boyfriends?
I just was going for the wrong kind.
Right. Oh.
You know, looking for love in
sex,
all the wrong places.
But maybe not boyfriends that you... Like seriously,
something like that.
And you live in the Bay Area as well.
Yeah, yep.
San Francisco.
I'm here in San Francisco, native.
And you've been on
here.
A million television shows and books, and you've written books, and you've been on radio shows. Mm-hmm. And so you're a pro. Thank you for joining us.
I get out there.
I want to start with I love this Tickle His Pickle. Okay, I can't say that enough. Your hands-on guide to penis pleasing. So why do you think that women need a book like this?
Well, because we're never really taught how to have good sex. When you go to school, you know, high school, college, you learn about birth control and STDs and maybe a little bit about the anatomy, but they don't teach you how to have an orgasm, how to give pleasure to a partner, how to receive pleasure and feel comfortable being naked, and just a lot of the common issues. And no one ever addresses that, and your parents certainly aren't teaching you.
Right.
And, you know, your friends might be giving you tips, and the guys don't know what they're doing. They're fumbling in the dark. So where do you ever really learn how to give pleasure to where someone can really enjoy it? And also, everybody's so different. What works on one woman or man won't work on the next.
Exactly.
So you really have to be coached.
And you never run out of examples here in Tickle's book. There's like, oh, I've never done that.
And I know, and there's a ton more that didn't even make it in this book.
Okay, so I understand that too, because I think, and I've talked about this before, is that we all get set in our ways. We're like, I do the same thing, you know, this every time I maybe touch a penis or am near one, I might do the same thing over and over again, and men the same thing, but you got to mix it up. And there's actually what I like is the manual stimulation part in here,
using your hands,
but women using their hands. She's got like diagrams of like 8 different kinds of
just the grip alone,
just the grips,
the
like
sausage
the double
wrap, the the upside down.
Okay, I was like grabbing my, I was like, okay, wait, the sausage wrap and the what are some other ones in here that I like? The basic grips, the Old Faithful, the Twister, the Pumper,
the Cigar
Turtleneck.
Roller, Pleasure Tunnel.
I like this.
They love this.
So how did you know, though, what men liked? How did you know?
Well, a lot of it's based on personal experience. I practice what I preach. So like I said, I was single for a long time, and I got to explore and was uninhibited. So that allowed me to learn a lot. And then I also do a lot of research. I mean, I talk to hundreds and thousands of people throughout the years, and I do surveys, and I give seminars, so I get a lot of feedback from people. So I'm really hands-on, if you will.
Hands-on. That's good. I mean, I want to know, okay, so what do you think the biggest complaints that men have about women when they're tickling?
When they're tickling his pickle?
Yeah. What do they do? How do we mess up?
Okay, well, number one, the most important thing over everything and over any technique that men really want the woman to have is enthusiasm, believe it or not. Guys would much rather have a woman who's not so great at it, but's really into it, doing it, than a woman who can knock it out in 2 minutes flat, but she's just like, you know, doing the deed, you know, and then finished. That's not as fun than someone who's really into it. So they want you
How can they tell if you're into it?
You got to express yourself.
Oh, okay.
You retickle his pickle and you learn all my tricks. But I just off the top of my head, I can tell you that they like to hear sounds. Men love hearing things, and men love visual things. So just right off the bat, you want to make those little noises, you know, the sucking sounds and the spit and the little ums and ahs and all that little stuff. And you want to position your body in ways where he can look at you and get off on that.
Because they want to see it.
Men are visual. So maybe if you're on your hands and knees, you can lift your butt up and kind of like show parts of your bodies that you think is more attractive and kind of flaunt yourself and let him see your curves, because women are beautiful with our curves. So all of these things together, along with what he's feeling, really enhances it and makes it a really good experience.
Do you think that some women then don't? They're more covered up, or they're like, I don't want him to see me.
Oh, yeah. They won't even turn on the lights. There's so many people still that like to do it in the dark because they're so shy and insecure about their bodies, or, you know, they're not sure if they're doing it right. So just the whole thing is frightening to begin with.
Right.
So it's really good to get some.
Show your body, make noises. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what else? What are some other of the main tips that women, how do we mess up? Teeth. No, I know that.
Well, some guys like teeth.
They do?
Oh, yes. That's the one cool thing about sex is that there's never a nobody likes this type of thing. There's always going to be someone that likes this and someone that doesn't. So it's all about finding out what your partner really wants.
Okay.
I know guys that like teeth. It's, yeah.
How do you figure that out?
Well, you got to talk. That's the other thing that you got to do is you have to communicate. Because you can learn by kind of their reactions and you can kind of guess, it looks like he likes that. I think he's getting. But if you just ask, or, hey, baby, does this feel good? Or do you like it when I do this? Or do you like when I do this? And try to, you know. And you think
most men are honest enough. They'll say.
Yeah.
They won't say, well, yeah, I like it. Even if they don't, just to be polite.
I think that if you exude that energy that you really want to know and you're trying.
Elizabeth is so cute. She just goes, don't you think if they like it, they just would lie and go, yes, honey. I don't know.
Especially if you're enthusiastic, they don't want to burst your bubble, right?
Well, there could be those guys that don't want to hurt your feelings.
Yes.
But I think most guys, if they see that you genuinely want to know and you want to care, and it's all about what's going to feel best for you, oh, they'll jump right on it and tell you what they want.
Okay. How do you want your? That's good. See, how do you want your pickle tickled? 888-500-1069. We're talking to Dr. Sadie Allison, and we're talking. She wrote this book for women. And men, how they could learn different ways they could ask their partner what they want. So I want to hear from women. How have you found that the pickle likes to be tickled? And men, you know what we're talking about. 888-500-1069. It's Sex with Emily at 1069 Free FM. We'll be right back. You're listening to Sex with Emily. Hello, it's Saturday night, and we are having fun. Just a few girls here sitting around talking about the penis. If you're driving around in your car, men, women, we've got to hear your tips. What do you like? We have Dr. Sadie Allison here. She's the author of several best-selling, award-winning books, but right now we are focusing on Tickle His Pickle. So any calls that you have or any comments, she's a sexpert, 888-500-1069. So Tickle His Pickle, as you can imagine. Here's what she says in her opening here. I'll show and tell exactly what most guys want, hope, and dream you'll do, and a few things they pray you don't. And then she goes on to say, what if you start dazzling him with exotic new strokes, touches, and licks that render him speechless with mind-blowing orgasms? Would you get his attention? Do I even have to ask? Because here's the thing. We do give lots of tips on this show. We have experts. But we all get set. We do the same things over and over again. And I actually read several of her books this week, and I'm armed with some new information.
Mm-hmm. I've learned a lot in the last 20 minutes.
Elizabeth, producer Elizabeth, what'd you learn, baby?
Well.
You're going to give options to your boyfriend, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, this lubricant, we were just talking at the break about the slippery kitty lubricant, which is specifically for oral sex?
It's for sex in general. It's water-based. It's actually a lube that I put together.
Tickle Kitty?
Yeah, ticklekitty.com. And it's strawberry lust flavored. So what that means is that you can drizzle a big basket of strawberries when you're doing your thing. And it's especially good for women who are hesitant to do that because of the taste down there.
Oh, wow.
That's one of the number one reasons women don't like to do it.
Because of the taste?
Because of the taste, and the other one's because of the smell. Huh. So shower and shave.
Shower, shave, them in there.
Hey guys, if you want shower and shave, hello.
Because men don't. I feel like, yeah, I guess that happens.
Yeah, so you can use this during intercourse, but it's great for oral because you just put a little bit of this on it, and you can also use it with your hands, and that's where I know we're going to go into that pretty soon here. Yeah. And that's a great.
You've got this. I've never seen. I've read some books about, you know, the penis, all that stuff. She's got whole things here about manual stimulation, about women stimulating men with their hand. You know what I'm saying. Okay? You know what I'm talking about. Because they do it on their own. Mm-hmm. And why not have a woman help? But here's the thing. She's got like 10 different kinds of positions and hand moves. I mean, it's like, it's going to keep you busy for years.
It's a science.
It is a science.
You wouldn't think you can do so many different things to the penis to please it. That's the world of pleasure that we're talking about. And people just, because usually with a guy, he's pretty, usually he can climax. And it's not so hard. It's like he wakes up and he's ready to go. The wind blows, he's done. So it's pretty simple to do. But we do get into a routine of doing the same thing for him. Right. You know, granted, it feels good still, and he still finishes off. But when you come in on Valentine's Day and maybe you read Tickle His Pickle and you start doing some new things that he never even thought you would ever do or never even thought of himself, that's when you're going to totally shine.
What are some new things that you could just teach? I'm not that, I don't know. I mean, I don't know about how, what's the word? I'm like, I'm not that, I'm kind of clumsy sometimes, you know. I got to, what are some easy things to,
okay, well,
to learn here?
Here's a huge, huge tip. Now, a lot of women get this one already, but some never really thought of it like this. You got to use your hands at the same time.
Use your hands at the same time?
Yes. A lot of people don't realize that our hands and our 10 fingers are some of the best sex toys in the world, and they're attached to our bodies. And they can do wonderful things. And when a guy is receiving pleasure from you in this way, the more feelings and pressures and touches he's getting at the same time, the better it feels. Just like you. Think about it on the receiving end.
Okay.
When a guy is doing the same thing to you, he's giving you oral pleasure, you're feeling the main thing, of course. But then when his hands are all over your body, or he's got his hand on your butt or your breast, and he's doing all these other things, and there's so much more enhancement around the whole thing, that really makes the whole experience better.
So women, we should employ, because some of these things now, for the upside down sausage wrap, the two-fister, the pumper, the twister, the turtleneck, the V-spotter.
What's the turtleneck?
What is the turtleneck? What's the turtleneck? Page 71 of your book here.
Okay.
No lube necessary. Okay. You can read it.
You want me to read it?
Yeah.
I'm still...
Can we? Okay, I'll read it. You'll read the next one. Grab him. This is in Dr. Sadie Allison's book, Tickle His Pickle. No lube necessary. Grasp him firmly just under the ridge and stretch his skin.
So basically, traditionally, you would see a hand going up and down. And that's your basic technique. But this is different, where you kind of hold on to it in one spot. And it's a firmer grip. And then you're just kind of like going up and down in mini strokes and not really going through the whole extending of the whole penis. And there's a diagram here, too. And it's like, it's such a simple little thing, but you just try all these different variations with your hands and your mouth, and it feels different for him.
Okay. And then women, do you feel that women don't really do this enough with their hands?
Mm-mm.
They don't. These are complaints in all
guys
your research.
Guys, too. Guys don't touch women enough in this way either.
Guys don't. That brings us to...
They self-pleasure and women self-pleasure, but we got to use our hands to pleasure each other. I even encourage couples to not have intercourse all night or anything else except manual stimulation for each other. And that includes all over your body, too.
In your book, Tickle Your Fancy, you talk about how women... This is like a men's playbook, you say.
It's the other team's playbook, yeah, because it's a book written by a woman for women on how to touch themselves. So if you're a guy out there and you're looking for the new techniques on how women really like to be touched, read this book.
So what are the other, if we could say any points in here, we asked this about what women aren't really doing for men. What would you say that women want more from men?
Well, aside from passion and romance and affection and all the normal stuff, I think women want to be touched more, naturally, because people forget all of the foreplay.
The kissing,
all that normal stuff, but they also forget to use their hands, and hands feel so good. I mean, when was the last time you really had a good manual stimulation experience from a lover? Where you said, wow, I don't even need to have intercourse now. Let's go to sleep.
I can't answer that. Elizabeth, can you answer that question?
I can't.
See? See what I mean? Where are the guys?
Menace? No. Any manual stimulation from... No, I have to say that you do once you get... No. Because I think that they're nervous and they just want to have sex. Well, we're going to have sex. We might as well just jump to that. Mm-hmm. Why do I have to really use my hands and warm you up? Baby, rev your engine. So.
And forget those guys.
So forget those guys. Right? Not that they say that, but they could say that.
You know what that's just occurred to me is they, I think a lot of women stay away from manual stimulation for men because that's what men do to pleasure themselves. And they feel like it's hard to beat them or do any better. And
now
you can't beat them,
well,
like they can beat them. Like,
well, you're not trying to beat them. You're trying to join the party.
Right.
You're just one of the team members. And believe me, when someone else is doing it for you, it's always going to be better than doing it yourself. So long as you're doing it relatively good.
See, I have a few friends and they're like, whatever happened to that when women just doing the manual job? Why don't women do that enough? Because they do, Elizabeth, to your question, they they do it themselves, and I think that they really like it, but women just think, oh, I have to mimic exactly what you're doing. But men want it to be, I think, different.
Yeah, be original.
They can do it one way. Like, you'd have two hands. They, you know, and you...
Use two hands. Yeah, oh, yeah.
You could do...
Just the fact that you're doing it all, they'll be grateful. They won't even be comparing it to themselves. It's not like that.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So what else are they complaining? Okay, so these are tips for men now. And tickle your fancy... Women, they want to use the hands more. What are some of the specific things in this book that you have found women can show their partners to do that they wouldn't normally know as far as having women, helping them get orgasms?
To page 38 in Tickle Your Fancy.
38.
I have clitoral stroking styles. So this whole chapter is dedicated to the clitoris, which...
I read this today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And let me just reiterate, there's still people out there that think that penetration is what makes a woman climax, and it's not. Most of the time it's direct stimulation of some sort of the clitoris, and anatomically our bodies aren't made. Some women can, of course, but most women don't. And so while a guy might be trying all night long in missionary, that's not going to make her orgasm. Mm-hmm. You have to use your hands at the same time on her clitoris, or provide oral pleasure before, during, or after. And you have to do something, or even tilt your pelvis in a certain way,
right?
Mm-hmm. Where it's putting pressure on her clitoris while you're doing your thing.
Yeah.
So that's really important to keep in mind. And if you look on page 38, there's all these different ways that you can touch her.
Yes. I read this and it was very...
Up and down, side to side. Some women like the clitoris to actually be kind of held between the index finger and the thumb and kind of wiggled. There's all kinds of fun little things you can do to that little girl.
Right. And I think that, again, with men too, there might be one thing that they always thought worked, and this is some other inspirational.
And here's a tip that's huge that guys got to know. You've got to have her wet when you're doing this. You can't touch her dry down there.
Right.
Doesn't feel good. Uh-uh. It can hurt even. It's very sensitive.
The
tissue's very thin. Yeah. Spit or start doing your thing and it's not wet.
Right.
Please.
Because I think there's also some insecurities.
I'm speaking on behalf of all our lady listeners.
Isn't there some insecurities too? Our men, they're like, oh, she should be turned on and she's not. If she's not naturally wet, that means I'm doing something wrong.
Some will think that. And maybe everybody's different.
But it's okay to grab some Tickle Kitty lube.
Oh, yeah.
Another thing that I want to say, talking about this again, is that we, later in the show, we are going to be reading letters from listeners. And like we said, it's our anniversary show. We've been on this station for a year. And we were trying to pull themes about a lot of the things that come up. And one of them is men asking, how do I please my partner? What can I do? What are some tips? Why can't she have orgasms? So if you keep listening, we're going to be talking about that throughout the night. These are some good tips, your book, really. I was like I said, I was inspired when I was touching myself.
Right.
So we're going to take a call right now. We're going to talk to Sarah. Thanks for calling 888-500-1069. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
In Moss Beach. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
I'm proud that it's been our year.
Thanks for calling Sex with Emily.
So my question is, to do with the ejaculation scenario, when I'm wondering how much of a difference there is between a man's face.
Oh, okay. Well, talking about men are visual. She caught. Okay. So,
We don't know.
Yeah. So men. Okay. What about when men, the visual, if they, how much do men really like that?
Well, a lot of men,
they're visual creatures.
Yeah. They are very visual. And what I say to women, though, is that if your guy wants you to do that, like, definitely try and be open and explorative with your guy. The more you can give to him, the more he'll give back to you sexually. So you always want to try and accommodate if you're going to be okay. So this is something that you can actually be okay and do if you decide to. But on the other hand, if you're just really not into it, then just tell him, no, I don't want you to do that. You're lucky you're getting oral pleasure in the first place.
Right.
And, please don't pressure me to do that. I'm not interested.
You want to be enthusiastic but not grossed out, you were saying.
So,
okay,
so you go as far as you're comfortable.
Okay, thank you for calling, Sarah. Thanks for calling Sex with Emily. And we have Suki on the line from Oh My Bod. We're going to talk to her in a minute because we are giving away Oh My Bod. But first, we're going to talk to Marvin in San Jose. Hi, Marvin. Thanks for calling Sex with Emily at 888-500-1069. Marvin. Hey, Marvin. Marvin?
Hey.
Hey. Thanks for calling Sex with Emily.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Let's see. I'm okay.
So what do you need to, how can we help you tonight? We've got Dr. Sadie Allison here.
Well, actually, I heard the topic that you people were discussing for the last few minutes.
Yeah.
I called in. Your phone answer, you know, girl, just seemed to get a little nervous. She wants me to kind of try to clean this up.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm going to set a suggestion of a technique if anyone's interested out there.
Okay, a technique? Just, yes, we,
Let's see, I was, spending time with...
Okay, we, yeah.
With my ex-girlfriend one time.
Yeah.
And she was sort of interested in, you know, trying that. I was helping out, so, like, I was, you know, kind of doing it.
Okay.
You know, like, on my own.
Okay, Marvin, we got to hurry it up real quickly. So, okay. What was the technique?
She did, like, an external prostate massage type of thing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Really, really intense, actually.
Wow. That's good. Anal play. Okay, thanks, Marvin. That's good. We're going to talk about that. Thanks for calling Sex with Emily.
He was actually talking about external prostate stimulation.
Okay.
And there's a section on that in Tickle His Pickle as well. It's similar to like the hidden G-spot type of thing. It's a pleasure spot inside there that if you stimulate in the right way, he can actually orgasm from that.
I've heard about this.
You stimulate him there while you're doing other things and he's just like, oh my God, because it provides so much extra stimulation. And the way to massage it from the outside is, which is the taint.
Uh-huh.
It taint this, it taint that. It's right in the middle.
Right in the middle, okay.
Yeah, and all you can use kind of like the flat of a soft fist or the tips of your fingers, and you basically just push up.
What if you miss
firmly.
It, though? I kind of know what you're talking about. You can't miss it, though, right?
You know, okay. You're not going to miss it. But if it is too slippery under there, you could end up in a dark place.
On that note, how are we going to tickle his pickle and other accompanying areas? Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk to Suki from Oh My Bod. It's the iPod. It's the vibrator for your iPod. And we're talking to Dr. Sadie Allison. You're listening to Sex with Emily on 106.9 Free FM. You're listening to Sex with Emily. It's Saturday night in San Francisco. We're live. We're tickling your pickle. We're talking to Dr. Sadie Allison. It's Sex with Emily on 106.9 Free FM. She's got some toys here for me to look at, too. She's got these masturbation toys for men.
Mm-hmm.
We're always talking about vibrators and toys for women, but these are some toys for men, which I've never actually played with up close. We're going to get to that in a minute, Dr. Sadie Allison at TickleKitty.com. Thanks for joining us. We're first going to talk to, though, Suki at Oh My Bod. Hi, Suki.
Hello.
Hi, Suki.
Hi.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Thank you for sending me the wonderful Oh My Bod vibrator for our iPod. For my iPod.
I hope you had a chance to use it. Did you have a chance to check it out?
I have to say that I did, and I really liked it.
Awesome.
Because,
awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I've got like a car adapter for my iPod. I've got like a radio adapter for it. I've got a charger, but now I've got a vibrator, and it's like, what else do I need?
Exactly.
The ultimate iPod accessory.
It is. It is the. Tell me about it. Tell me about the Oh My Bod and how this came about.
Well, Oh My Bod actually is the first insertable music-driven vibrator. Basically, how it works is you plug it into your iPod. When you buy the Oh My Bod, it comes with a splitter. So you plug the splitter into the top of your iPod or the bottom, depending on what version of iPod you have, because it works with any iPod.
Right.
And you connect it with a 5-foot Freedom cord to your vibrator. So you plug that in the 5-foot Freedom cord into the top of the splitter.
Okay.
And connect that to your Vibe. And then the other side of the splitter is for your earbuds. And you just plug your earbuds in and you can listen and jam away.
And it vibrates to different songs. So, I mean, I've seen some people have like playlists for different songs that, you know, kind of brings you up to a certain climax and then you come down.
Exactly. It vibrates to the beat and the rhythm of the music on your iPod. And it's that simple. The volume wheel in your iPod controls the intensity of the vibration. So the louder the volume, the more intense the vibrations become. And basically, the idea came about roughly, I'd say about 4 years ago. My husband bought me kind of my two favorite stocking stuffers, if you will. which was my iPod Mini, and a Pearl Rabbit vibrator. And
that's a good one.
It just seemed, well, first of all, I saw obviously that music played a huge part when I was pleasuring myself.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes, you know, I had my iPod in and that sort of thing, and it just seemed like be really cool to connect the two and kind of have this new experience where you kind of fully, you know, feel your music, if you will.
Yeah, you yeah.
And like, that's yeah, how it came about. I'm a gadget gal and worked in the high-tech world. I actually worked for Apple for about 8 years.
Okay, and I'm wondering, how do they, how does Steve Jobs feel about this, you think?
I'm sure he's aware of it. It's not something, obviously, that we kind of,
right.
of put in Apple's face. Apple is a very, you know, brand-oriented company, and they, of course, don't kind of acknowledge our presence, if you will, but they know we're out there.
They probably need one. That's why they're avoiding it. If they had an Oh My Bod, you know, everyone would relax, right?
Exactly, exactly.
And
well,
so,
that's what we were kind of hoping also when I came upon this product. I didn't come from the sex toy world. I came from just mainstream high-tech world. And part of the idea behind this was to hopefully bring vibrators more mainstream, you know.
Right.
And my packaging and everything about who we are is about just a sophisticated, approachable toy for a novice to an aficionado.
Right. So. And it's got a nice pink, the nice pink cover, and it's sleek and silver, and I like it.
Exactly. We actually purposely made this one. You know, it's a non-phallic vibe, so it just has this cool, sleek design to it. It's a smoothie, and that way somebody who might not be that comfortable with themselves or with vibrators would feel comfortable
right.
picking this up.
It's not it's not offensive. It's sleek. It can just go in your iPod. You can have a case for it and everything, like this rubber case. I'm trying to think of my iPod case. I was just at Macworld last week. They gave me, like, holding this in my hand. They gave me, like, 5 iPod cases, and I'm like, this would be a nice little accoutrement.
Exactly. Well, actually, what comes with an Oh My Bod is a great little privacy pouch. So it's a little velvet pouch you can store your Oh My Bod in there. And
so what are the songs that you like to listen to with your Oh My Bod, Suki?
I have actually several. I kind of, of course, I have several. I do lots of testing. But one of my favorites is I have a playlist actually posted on the iTunes Music Store.
Okay.
It's an iMix. I have a couple, but one of my favorites is Full of Soul. I love R&B and the old school R&B.
Okay.
And so I, of course, have the likes of Marvin Gaye and Isaac Hayes and Bill Withers and, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
And there's different, like, discernible vibrations that you feel when you're playing your music. You're like, oh, I'm getting to this certain level and I'm going to put on, you know, this song and it's going to have certain vibrations.
Oh, totally.
To it.
Yeah. That's part of the fun. Makes the experience a little different because, you know, you can put a playlist together and you find out what works for you and what doesn't. And it's kind of an added additional fun thing, you know, when you're thinking about, you know, creating a list for yourself.
Well, I like it. I think it's so fun.
Yeah.
Why not? I got my iPad with me all the time.
In regards to partner play is a lot of women or partners, they maybe aren't gadget girls like me, and their spouses or their partners manage their playlists for them.
Right.
And so this is like an extra level of intimacy because that other individual is kind of creating, you know, might play a part in creating your playlist for you.
Right.
So it just is kind of another level.
For Valentine's Day, it's a great Valentine's Day gift, too.
Exactly.
I think
exactly.
It's great.
And one of the other great things is, you know, I've gotten kind of emails from customers and a couple will write me and say, we'll never listen to music and on the radio in the car again, you know, the same way because they hear a song and they're like,
Exactly. No, that's exactly how I felt. I was playing with it, over Christmas. So we're going to give one away tonight too, in Oh My Bod.
Awesome.
And it's our 1 year anniversary. We've been on the station, and we're going to be giving away for people who have whoever had the best sex in the last 12 months. They have to tell us why, and we're going to give them an Oh My Bod.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah. Suki, thank you so much for calling in. I know it's late where you're at now on the East Coast.
Yes. Yeah, I'm on the East Coast. So,
well, thank you for everything. We're fans of the Oh My Bod. We're going to keep talking about it. And
awesome. Awesome. And for your listeners, too, I might add that if they come to our website, which is ohmybod.com, they can receive a discount of $10 off.
Oh, great. Okay, we also have a link on our website as well.
The discount code is Sex with Emily.
Sex with Emily. Okay, good. And you can get that from our site or ohmybod.com, ohmibod.com. Thank you, Suki.
Thanks for
having me. Have a great night. Suki. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Isn't it pretty?
It's very pretty.
Okay, so we're back to Dr. Sadie Allison. Thank you, Suki, for calling in. She's got like three books here that I want to talk about all night. Tickle Your Fancy, Tickle His Pickle, Toygasms. But then she brought these, Dr. Sadie Allison, these masturbation toys for men.
Right.
Let's talk about these wonderful, slippery things here.
Spongy, lifelike feeling, yes. Soft things with holes in them. Which is pretty much what they are.
Okay.
They're just like there's thousands of vibrators for women out there, but there are toys for men, and a lot of people aren't aware that there's a lot of toys for men these days. And these are some of the most popular toys. I told you I cleaned the powder stuff off it, so okay. Don't be alarmed.
Okay.
So that one there is called the Head Honcho.
The Head Honcho. Okay.
And it's made of a silicone stretchy material. And it's really soft and spongy. It's not like what you would think of the traditional toys. These are like lifelike feeling materials. And that particular toy has ridges on the inside.
Oh.
See? And you're putting your fingers in this toy.
Oh, it feels good enough.
You just use some Slippery Kitty lubrication. He puts it on himself and on the toy. And he uses that in the palm of his hand to do it. It's very stretchy.
Okay.
See how the top is not open? See at the very...
It's a masturbation sleeve is what they call it, right? Okay.
Self-pleasurizer.
Yeah. Okay. And then these are all self-pleasurizers for men? Mm-hmm. See, men are always saying we're talking about toys. We're talking about toys for you tonight, okay? So pay attention. This is the same thing?
Same type of thing. It's a different material.
Here, Elizabeth, would you like to touch?
Okay.
So are they one size fits all?
They are, but different toys come with different sizes based on the design and the style itself.
Mm. Is it one size fits all?
But yeah, it is one size fits all because they're all very stretchy.
Most. I'd hate to be a guy who's like, oh, it didn't fit. But don't tell us if it didn't fit.
That one is made of a material called UR3. It's very easy to clean.
Okay.
And it's very snug.
Like, I just want to play with it.
Yeah. And they're real easy to clean, too, because you just turn them inside out. You can use it in the shower.
I was doing that.
And the greatest thing about these is they're not just for guys to use. They're for the women to use on their guys.
So they put it over him.
Yeah. So, you know, we're talking about manual pleasure earlier. Mm-hmm. Well, this is another way to pleasure him. And it's all about varieties, the spice of life, and doing something different and something fun. You don't have to use these every time. But once in a while, maybe Valentine's night, pull this out from under the pillow and do
that. And it's got the ridges on the inside, mm-hmm. So it just feels like...
Extra stimulation for him.
Have you ever
really
seen this, Elizabeth?
No.
Okay,
they're great.
Can they get these on your website?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
ticklekitty.com. And how do they know? I mean, these are... I don't think that men don't buy toys. This is a great Valentine's Day gift, too.
Yeah. I think most men don't know that these exist.
I don't know that they exist, really. I've heard of
them. The guys that know have a closet full of them, and they're all in the shower.
Because they do the same thing over and over again with the lotion and the thing, or sometimes... Yeah. Menace, would you use one of these? Would you use a masturbation thing?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Really? Do you want one for Valentine's
Especially
Day?
If nobody would know.
Would you really, though? Like, I think men are more like, I got my hand, I got my towel, I'm done. But this is good.
Yeah. Or a blow-up doll.
They'll try it.
Other thing that...
Menace, do you want a blow-up doll? Whatever you want, baby.
No blow-up doll, but that looks a lot more fun than the normal.
You can touch it at the break.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Okay, cool. So, we're going to talk to Marcella. Thanks for calling 888-500-1069. It's Sex with Emily on 106.9 Free FM. Marcella.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Marcella.
How you doing this evening?
Good. How are you? Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, so my fiance and his crew from the kitchen are all listening.
Okay.
I wanted to call in because my story is I was deprived for 3 months without my honey.
Oh.
And when he and I got hold of one another, oh, my God, and everything under the sun.
Okay, so what happened? What made it different?
What made it different was the passion we felt was like for 3 months. It was built up, and then it went kaboom. It was fantastic.
And it was it worth the wait then?
I wouldn't ever want to go 3 months without running around.
Was there anything different that time besides the wait? Was there any new moves or movement that made it? We're talking about the best sex in the anyone's had in the last 12 months tonight because we're giving away gifts and things.
Okay, so I had never done anything before, and it wasn't until I got with him that I experimented with roadside, daylight roadside. As we're driving stuck in traffic, I pull a blanket or a coat over me, and he puts his hand over in the area, and
that
was amazing. And it was such a rush because I had never experienced that. So to me, for someone who's very not so experimental, that made it amazing. Because it was like out of nowhere.
Thanks, Marcella. That's a good story. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to get your information. Jenny Lee is going to take your email address, and we're going to be emailing winners at the end of the night.
Thanks.
Thank you. Have a great night. Thanks for calling Sex with Emily. I want to know tonight, because it's our 1 year. We've been on the show. We've been doing the show here. What's the best sex? It's 1 year of live sex on the radio. What's the best sex you had in the last 12 months? And why? That was a good story.
Mm-hmm. Great story.
Okay, back to your toys here, Dr. Sadie Allison. Tell me.
We love those toys. That one there that you were just flopping around.
Yes.
So
it's so big.
Yeah, it's bigger than the rest. Bigger. It's thicker and softer. But that particular one's called the Maven. And it's a phthalate-free material, which is safer for the body. And if you notice, the top of it does not have an opening.
Mm-hmm.
So when the man finishes, it's inside, which is easy to clean, but what that means is that while he's enjoying himself or she's doing it for him, he's feeling the inside like there's an end to the tunnel. So he's getting stimulation to stimulate him.
Okay, Dr. Sadie Allison, thank you so much. Thank you for joining us tonight.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is so fun. Tickle's Pickle, award-winning author, TickleKitty.com. You're going to have to come back because we got so many other things to talk about.
I feel like we just started the tip of the iceberg. Yeah.
We'll come back.
I'll come back. We'll have fun.
Okay, it's Sex with Emily. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about the best sex you had all year.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I need to tell you about one of the great companies that's keeping my show free. Crazy Girl is an amazing product line that, makes you want to get naked. Crazy Girl's Wannabe Naked Intimate Shave Cream, also known as their infamous Coochie Cream, will make you crazy happy because it prevents ingrown hairs and shave bumps. It's especially good for all those tender places. If you want to get the Wannabe Naked Intimate Shave Cream or any of the other amazing products at crazygirlproducts.com, like their Orgasm Gel and Diva Dust, use coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off anything. That makes the shave cream only $13. Do you know how expensive a wax is? That's coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off anything at crazygirlproducts.com. Or you can visit sexwithemily.com and get all the info you need there. Thanks for listening.